I'll never forget, and I've told you this story before, but I'm only going to tell you the first part of it as a repeat. I'll never forget the time on the day of the graduation from seminary as all my friends were walking down Main Street to Christ Lutheran Church. I was flying over the rooftops of Argentina, and panic struck me like it's never struck me before. And as I looked out over the rooftops, I could see the sun coming up in the east. I knew that day, Sunday morning, that Jesus, God, had a new norm, a new normal for me, that my life was never going to be the same, only transformed. I didn't know what it meant. I only knew that from this time on, it was going to be different. And I was not a happy camper. The women who were there, at the crucifixion, who witnessed everything that happened, accompanied the body of Jesus to the tomb on Friday, were thinking all day Saturday in the celebration of the Sabbath, of the work that they would have to do on Sunday morning, a work day. The first day of the week. The first work day of the week. And as they pondered that, they wondered about many things, whether they had maybe enough spices, whether they had the oil and the ointment that they needed, who was going to roll away the stone. And early Sunday morning, early, text is real clear about that, early on the first day of the week, they get up. And the sun is barely showing. And the three of them walk to the tomb, thinking it was just an ordinary Sunday morning, the first day of the week. Work was soon to begin again. They were returning to what was normal, they thought. And so, as they normally would do, when they had other tasks to do outside of the normal things of a work day, they would get up quite early, and on this day they did so, gathering the spices and the ointment and the oils they needed to quickly go to the cemetery, to the tomb, the place of dead people, and they would find the body of Jesus, anoint it, so they could get back again and start their work. That was the normal thing to do, but we know the story. There was nothing normal about what they were about to see. So all along the way, on this normal Sunday morning, they got to the cemetery, to the tomb, wondering who would roll the stone away. And in this place of death, where they expected everything to be in its place, because dead people don't move things, they found the stone already. Long before they could think about it, long before they could ever imagine it, God's hand was already there, and the stone was rolled away. They walked in to a normal tomb. Where would you find normal things like bodies? Only to walk into the tomb, and the body they saw was a man dressed in white who spoke words they had never heard before. Not normal words. These were abnormal words about Jesus of Nazareth not being there, that he was risen. They walked in and saw something completely different, and they were panic-stricken. They were deeply afraid, besides being amazed and not knowing what to make of the things that were said to them. Maybe then they had a hint of something different. Something had happened that would transform their lives. They didn't understand it. They only found themselves in every word spoken yet that much more afraid. On an ordinary tomb where ordinary things happen, we know the story. There was nothing ordinary about what was happening, except maybe God has established a new ordinary that would transform their lives and the world. The universe, the cosmos would change. They heard the words spoken, and they only found themselves afraid. And they did what any normal person, you and I, would do. as I felt those same fears as we flew over the rooftops of Argentina, found themselves afraid. And the word that was spoken to them, go and tell. I don't know if you know it, throughout the Gospel of Mark, Jesus did all kinds of different healings and miracles. And at the end of each one, he would say, now don't tell anybody what you just saw. Don't tell anybody about me. And the first thing they did was to go out. And they tell everybody. But not on this day. For the normal had changed. For confronted with a plea, the call to go and tell disciples, they left in fear and silence, not to speak to anyone. The way I felt for 3 months in Argentina, barely speaking a word, because you're afraid. You're afraid. Everything had changed. They found themselves in a moment in history that was beyond any explanation. A new normal, a transformation, a remaking, a redoing that they couldn't even grasp. Something new was about to take place, and it started this new normal. In an empty tomb where things were supposed to be normal, and a man in white spoke of something new and different, of a miracle of God that no one could imagine. And that change has affected us from the time that it was first announced. It has been transforming throughout history. It changed the first day of the week to become one of the prime celebrations and days off, one that we're never willing to compromise, one that we hold dear. This is a day, the first day of the week, not the end of the week, as celebrated by those who have gone before us. No, the first day of the week becomes that day, transforming all of society, all of the universe, to use this day not to celebrate the end of a work week, but to prepare ourselves for everything that is to follow in the events of the rest of the week. For in that day, the day, on the first day of work, God lets his disciples know that even in work, even in school, even in the daily activities of going shopping and driving in the car, we are not alone. That even in those days, they become special. They're particular because a new normal was established with the resurrection of Jesus. Every moment, every day, we should at all times and in all places, goes the preface, give thanks and praise to God because Jesus is present in all times and in all places. They are all sacred. There is a new normal. Sunday takes on a different perspective. It is a time for us to do what began in our baptism and to continue the process of learning how to die with Christ and being raised anew in the words of hope and the gifts of bread and wine given to us. We practice again the new normal of putting aside ourselves and refocusing on being who we are called to be. For Easter not only gives us resurrection, it reshapes us and remakes us. We are no longer just individuals. Saved by the grace of God, more importantly, we are shaped more than just disciples. As those of the first Easter, we are shaped into the church, into the body of Christ, with a mission and ministry grounded in the very life of Jesus. For we are now people of life. We live because Jesus lives. And that in our lives, death no longer holds the weight and the force over us, because we have learned how to die with Christ, and we have learned that we can trust that we rise with Christ as well. That's the story of the first Easter. We no longer need to be silent. We no longer need to be fearful. We can now speak, as did the first three women who came and witnessed that first Easter. They didn't always remain silent. Eventually, the church learned who it was. It was shaped and formed into the body of Christ with a task of being Christ in the world. And they became obviously confident. They became people of life. They proclaimed the good news. They became witnesses worthy of trustworthy words of the resurrection of Jesus. And their proclamation becomes ours. Their proclamation of old becomes ours. And we shall no longer be asleep. We shall no longer be a church that is silent. But on this day, and every Sunday, and every Easter that we gather, we shall proclaim with vigor and with confidence what we know to be the truth that makes us truly free. For we shall proclaim with valor and with faith, Christ is risen. Alleluia. That's the sign of Easter, people. Amen.